Are you feeling overwhelmed by the demands of life and just adulting? Do you find yourself constantly racing from one thing to the next with little time to pause and catch a breath? Well, you, my friend, are not alone. In today's fast-paced world, stress has become a common companion for many of us. But fear not, because meditation offers a simple yet powerful antidote to the hustle and bustle of daily life. So grab a cushion, find a quiet corner, and let's explore the transformative power of meditation for stress reduction together. Happiest March, meditation's beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is magical. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're officially into week two of our March meditations, and I seriously could not be happier. Today, we are mini diving into a topic that's near and dear to many of our hearts, and that is meditation for stress reduction. Get ready to discover powerful techniques and practices to help you find calm in the chaos of daily life. Before we get our exploration on, let me remind you that March is for minisodes. Yes! I am giving your ears all the love they've been craving. Make sure you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central for all new mini episodes full of all the meditation magic you never knew you always wanted. This month, we're focusing on cultivating a sustainable meditation practice that is healing, inspiring, and oh so good for the soul. So tune in for all the deets about all the things. Have questions about meditation, supernatural this, paranormal that, or clair everything? Well, share them with me on Instagram, Facebook, email, whatevs, I have got you covered. All the links are in the show notes just for you. As of right now, it is not too late to join the New Moon in Pisces party. Check out the episode titled Loving Kindness Meditation to get the deets about this particular new moon so you know what to expect. Get your new moon vibes on today, set your intentions for the new moon cycle ahead, and do all the magical things before the new moon is the new moon no more. And coming up on Tuesday, March 19th, it is the spring equinox, which just so happens to kick off Ostara from the 19th to the 23rd, and then it's onto the full moon on the 25th. Make sure you stay tuned for more on the spring equinox, Ostara, and the full moon in upcoming episodes. I have got all the goods. Now then, let's talk meditation. But before we do, let's set the intention to make this time work best for you. May it be everything you need to help restore calm, balance, peace, and tranquility. If you can safely hit pause on your day, then go ahead and get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a nice, deep, cleansing breath and envision breathing in a beautiful and bright restorative light. Hold the breath at the top and then release it along with anything you've been holding on to. Anything that's been weighing you down and no longer serves you. Do that a couple of times at your own pace, and when you're done, open your eyes and welcome some time just for you. And welcome back, my friend, to the land of calm. So let's start by unpacking what stress is and how it affects our mind, our body, and our spirit. So we've all felt it at some point in our lives, right? That knot in your stomach before a big presentation, the pounding heart during a job interview, or maybe just the overwhelming feeling of having way too much on your plate. But what exactly is stress? Stress, my lovely friend, is your body's natural response to any kind of demand or threat. It's like your body's built-in alarm system. It is designed to kick into gear whenever it senses danger. Now, this can be a good thing in certain situations. It's what keeps you sharp and focused when you're facing a deadline, or helps you run faster when you're being chased by a bear. Yes, I said bear. But the problem arises when stress becomes chronic, when that alarm system is constantly ringing even when there's no actual threat. And trust me, I have lived this life for many years now. I know how detrimental this can be. So why does this happen? Well, to be honest, there are tons of factors that can actually contribute to chronic stress. It could be work-related pressure, relationship issues, financial worries, or even just the constant bombardment of information from our phones, our tablets, our TVs, whatever. Listen, our bodies, they're not built to handle this constant state of alertness, and over time, it can really take a toll on our physical and mental health. We all know that feeling of tension in our muscles, racing thoughts, and that just overall sense of unease. But did you know that stress doesn't just mess with your mood? It can wreak havoc on your entire beautiful being. So let's start with the body. When you're under stress, your body goes into fight or flight mode, releasing hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. So while these hormones are helpful in short bursts, prolonged exposure to them can actually lead to a whole host of health issues. We are talking things like high blood pressure, weakened immune system, digestive problems, and even increased risk of heart disease. Yes, nothing fun about any of that. Oh, but wait, there's more. Stress doesn't just stop at your physical health. It takes a toll on your mental well-being too. Chronic stress has been linked to anxiety, depression, insomnia, and cognitive decline. It's like a dark cloud looming over your head, making it hard to see that beautiful sunshine. And let's not forget about the spiritual side of things. Stress can seriously mess with your sense of inner peace and connection to something greater than yourself. When you are constantly frazzled and overwhelmed, it is so hard to find that sense of grounding and purpose in life. Fortunately, meditation offers a powerful antidote to stress by activating the body's relaxation response and promoting a state of deep relaxation and that beautiful calmness that we all crave. So by training our minds to focus on the present moment and let go of our worries about the past or the future, you know, the things we can't control, we can reduce the impact of stress on our lives and cultivate greater resilience in the face of all of these challenges. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sitting still and quieting the mind sounds easier said than done, right? But trust me, the rewards are well worth the effort. Let's start with the body. Did you know that regular meditation practice can actually have a profound impact on your physical health? It is true. Studies have shown that meditation can actually lower blood pressure, reduce inflammation, and boost your immune system. It is like giving your body a big warm hug from the inside out. Oh, but wait, there's more again. Meditation isn't just good for your body, it is also a game changer for your mental well-being. By practicing mindfulness and staying present in the moment, you can actually reduce stress, anxiety, and even symptoms of depression. It's like hitting the reset button for your brain, allowing you to approach life with calm and clarity. And who the heck does not want that? And let's not forget about the spiritual benefits of meditation. By using meditation to tap into that deeper sense of connection and purpose within yourself, you can cultivate a greater sense of compassion, gratitude, and inner peace. And it is just seriously like coming home to yourself, finding that stillness amidst the chaos of life. If you're still not convinced about the positive impact and benefits meditation has on the body, the mind, and the spirit, then let me drop or redrop some beautiful gems on you. Meditation can reduce stress, right? Topic of our episode today. Meditation helps to lower the levels of cortisol, the stress hormone in the body, leading to a calmer and more relaxed state of mind. Meditation improves concentration and focus. Yes, regular meditation practice enhances cognitive function, including attention and concentration, allowing for better focus on tasks and increased productivity. Meditation enhances emotional well-being because it cultivates emotional resilience and stability by promoting self-awareness, acceptance of emotions, and a more positive outlook on life. It also boosts the immune system. Studies have shown that meditation strengthens the immune system, making the body more resistant to illnesses and infections. And I know I definitely want more of that. It promotes better sleep. And I know I definitely need this. So by practicing meditation before bedtime, you can actually help alleviate insomnia and improve the quality of sleep by calming your mind and relaxing your beautiful body. Meditation can lower blood pressure. Yes, it has been linked to reduced blood pressure levels, which can lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. It can increase self-awareness. So by tuning into the present moment, meditation fosters a deeper understanding of oneself, including thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, leading to personal growth and self-improvement. It can foster compassion and kindness. Meditation cultivates feelings of compassion and empathy toward yourself and others, promoting healthier relationships and a greater sense of interconnectedness. It alleviates anxiety and depression. Research suggests that meditation can be an effective tool in managing symptoms of anxiety and depression by calming the mind and promoting a sense of inner peace. And it connects with spirituality. For many, meditation serves as a gateway to spiritual exploration and connection, providing a sense of purpose, meaning, and transcendence beyond the material world. How about them apples, you know? Now let's explore some powerful techniques and practices for reducing stress through meditation. One of the most effective techniques for stress reduction is mindfulness meditation, which we talked about in the minisode titled Mindfulness Meditation, A Beginner's Guide. So this practice involves bringing our full attention to the present moment and observing our thoughts, our feelings, and sensations without judging ourselves. Here are 10 more techniques and practices for incorporating meditation into your daily practice in support of stress relief. Morning meditation. Start your day with a short meditation session to set a positive tone for the day ahead. Listen, even just 5 to 10 minutes of quiet reflection can make a really big difference. Breath awareness. Practice mindfulness of breath throughout the day, taking moments to focus on your breathing whenever you feel stressed or overwhelmed. Lunchtime break. Use your lunch break as an opportunity to meditate. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and take a few minutes to center yourself before returning to work. Walking meditation. Turn your daily walk into a meditation practice by paying attention to each step and the sensations in your body as you move. It is a really great way to combine physical activity with mindfulness. Before bedtime, wind down at the end of the day with a bedtime meditation to relax your body and quiet your mind, which is going to help to promote better sleep and reduce nighttime stress. Mindful eating. Practice mindfulness while you're eating by savoring each bite, paying attention to the flavors, textures, and sensations of the food. Commute meditation. Use your commute time as an opportunity to meditate. So I don't mean close your eyes and get into a zen place. No, I mean during your commute, you can practice mindfulness by focusing on your breath and observing your surroundings without judgment. Visualization. Incorporate visualization techniques into your meditation practice by imagining yourself in a peaceful, calming place. Visualize each detail vividly, engaging all of your senses to create a relaxing experience. Body scan. Practice a body scan meditation to tune into your body and release tension. So you'll start at your feet and slowly work your way up, bringing awareness to each part of your body and allowing yourself to relax oh so deeply. Gratitude meditation. End your day with a gratitude meditation to cultivate feelings of appreciation and positivity. Reflect on 3 things you're grateful for and take a moment to really savor and appreciate each single one. If you're vibing the idea of using meditation to reduce stress, then I say explore different meditation techniques and see which one resonates with you. Whether it's mindfulness, deep breathing, or guided imagery, there is a meditation practice out there that is perfect for you. So don't be afraid to experiment and find, you know, what works best for you. And that, my love, brings us to the end of our journey through the world of meditation and stress reduction. I really hope you found this informative and inspiring and that you feel empowered to bring meditation into your daily routine to find greater peace and balance in your beautiful world. If you enjoyed this minisode, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune into The Media Matters every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central in the month of March for an all-new special minisode from me to you. Head over to themediamatters.com to join our mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little quality time with me on the socials for even more love. You still have some time to join the New Moon Magic. Check out the last minisode titled Loving Kindness Meditation, A Beginner's Guide, where I tell you all about it and prep you for what to expect. Look for spring equinox and Ostara goodies in upcoming episodes. We need to get our springtime right and tight. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next minisode.